Welcome back to The Owl's Nest. It's one of Harford Community College's official podcasts, cluing you in to faculty, students, staff, and events that are making a difference right here at HCC. And I have today with me Katie Snodgrass, president of the Student Government Association. Katie, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Matt, of course.
You know, it's been like a decade. Okay, it's been over a decade since I was a student learning here. In these halls, all right, yeah. It's been a couple eons, but no, maybe not that long. But I didn't know when I was a student here that we had an SGA on campus. So, you know, tell me, let's say, you know, it was a million years ago, I was that student.
Right.
You know, what's the SGA's main role, and what do I gain from being a part of it?
Right, so the SGA, we do a lot, but our main, you know, sort of mission statement is we're the bridge between the students and the faculty and administration. So we take, you know, student concerns and we bring those to faculty. So we bridge the gap, and we do that with concerns, but we also do that with ideas. You know, how there are water fountains that fill up water bottles around the school. That was implemented by a previous student government association by students who were like, we want our water bottles filled up. So we can do all kinds of things. Really, we just, whatever the students want, we make it happen. And as for what you could gain, you know, eons ago, if you were in the student government, is, I mean, first of all, the amount of connections you make is insane. Take, for instance, you and I. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I've met... Before the semester even started, I met the president of HCC, Dr. Felder. And you make great connections. You establish great community with your classmates, your faculty, the members that you meet on committees. And it's a really great sense of community. Then there's also those skills that transfer into careers that you'll gain, right? So, you know, speeches, budgeting, all kinds of unique skills a student normally would not need to possess.
Sounds like leadership skills, that it's teaching leadership skills, right?
Yeah.
And experiences, connections with influential people,
yeah,
that you might not other be able to meet otherwise.
Absolutely. And not even just influential people. You know, that's, for me, that was the like, oh, whoa, like I can do this? This is crazy. These people are so, you know, cool. But for me, I think the coolest part is the opposite end of that. Is the students or faculty who may seem who you would have never met. And I think that's where the coolest connections are found, is in those people.
I love that. It's making those connections, right?
Yeah.
Meeting different people, different ideas. Because when you bring different people together, they may have had an idea that you may not have been able to come up with before, you know?
Oh, every meeting that happens. And it's great.
So let me ask this. I just want to kind of expand on that a little bit. Does it matter what major I am if I'm a student? I mean, can anybody join SGA?
No, anybody can join. Yeah, there's no specific major. You don't have to be into, you know, political science to join the student government.
Right. Okay, so it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
And you more recently just had your first meeting?
Yeah, our first public meeting.
Great. Tell me a little bit about this first meeting. What was discussed?
Yeah. So it was really great. We had a great turnout. We talked about our roles on the executive board. We talked about our roles, mine, the vice president, the treasurer, the secretary. Actually, we needed a secretary. We had a vacant position because our previous secretary had to leave, so we were, you know, kind of struggling because, you know, secretaries are the glue.
Sure.
And
absolutely
found that out the hard way. But so at the meeting we discussed the secretary position and said, hey, you know, we need one,
right?
And there was a lot of interest in it, actually. But so through that we did find our new secretary, and we talked about senator positions. Through that, many more people who were interested. And I found this student who was so interested and so smart and had these great ideas that I'm like, my brain just doesn't work that way. I'm like, how are you coming up with all this? Like,
it's, wow.
It was really profound, honestly. And I was like, I talked to my friends in that, my friends, I talked to my executive board, my vice president and treasurer. And I was like, dude, like we gotta like I want her, but like we don't have any other positions. And then I was like, well, I mean, I'm the president, so can't I like make a position? And so we talked about it and we were like, yeah, like let's make an executive senator position. And we put her in that role. It's such a sense of belonging. Like we're such a tight knit little circle.
That's great.
Yeah. And so we were like, we need this person on our team with us. And we made it happen because just that sense of mutual goals and the amount of motivation this girl had for an organization she was not even a part of.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, we need her. So we made that happen, which was really cool. And I'm super excited to be working with her. It's going to be so great. And I'm just really excited. And we also, many committees reach out to the student government asking us to represent the student body. But we're such a small executive board, so we just, like, realistically can't be doing that. We can't be on every committee.
No, of course not.
So we told the students about it. We were like, hey, like, these are committees you can serve on currently. We're about to get a lot more requests as, you know, the school, their semester kind of progresses. And so we got students to sign up for committees to represent the student body. And that's so big because I don't think people understand, like they hear the word committee, and I don't think they understand how big that is, you know?
Yeah.
Like these students are representing every single student at HCC on a board of faculty or administration. And I think that's so cool that we can give people that opportunity. I think that's so awesome.
Me too. And that's a big responsibility. So, I mean, really, I mean, all of these things, I mean, it's hearkening back to leadership skills, you know, to making connections with people. I think that this is a fantastic organization that we have here on campus, and talk about making a difference in students' lives. Katie, talk to me about any events that might be coming up for the SGA. Is there any events that the SGA is planning on being a part of right now? Tell me about some events coming.
Meetings every 2 weeks, of course. But we have a huge event that has been in progress for months before. I mean, I had the idea before I was even elected president. So the second I was, I worked with the Office of Student Life to make it happen. And I'm so grateful to everyone who's been helping me plan this, but we are having a punk rock show.
Okay.
On the quad, October 14th, 7 to 10 p.m. It's the first punk rock show to be held at Harvard Community College.
This is great.
Which is crazy.
This is great.
I know, I'm so excited, but it's crazy because I don't know, like, I know a lot of us that are super into, like, punk music, so I'm pretty surprised that it's not, you know, a more common thing, but.
So it's coming soon, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be on the quad.
Yes, and so it's going to be a cover show, but cover bands won't be playing. There are four local bands from Harford County right here. So we have Act 109, we have Praise Ivy, we have Redacted, and Again in May. And those four bands are, well, they're great bands. I am very involved in the, you know, music scene around Harford County, and they're great people, which is, it'll take you far. But so they'll be playing and covering for punk rock bands, which will be Simple Plan, Neck Deep, Blink-182, and Paramore. And actually, Praise Ivy, the band covering Paramore, is I'm going to be playing the drums for them at the show.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm going to be able to jam with them, do some Paramore classics. It's going to be such a great time.
It sounds like it's going to be one heck of an event.
It really is.
Is this a ticketed event, or can anyone come?
So, yes and yes. It is ticketed. $5 for HGC students, $10 for the public, and 100% of that is going to the Emergency Assistance Fund.
Wow.
To help HGC students pay tuition, just have the support they need to, you know, get their degree. Money just shouldn't have to be such a big...
No, it shouldn't. And this is a great cause, too, with this punk rock band event. All the proceeds going to help HCC students. So if you have a hankering for music, it's coming, and it's coming to the Quad soon.
I know a lot of people are excited, which I'm so happy for, because I really did not know what the public would think. If they would be like, oh, that's so cool, yeah, I'll go. Or like, no, you know. So I'm glad to have some positive feedback.
Since this is your first time here on the Owl's Nest, talk to me a little bit. I know you love music, but talk to me a little bit about maybe yourself before we wrap up and what your academic goals here at HCC are.
Yeah, academically, my major is criminal justice. I do hope to get my degree in criminal justice here. In the spring, I will be finished in my second year here. Then I'm hoping to transfer to UPenn, so we'll see how that goes, and then get my bachelor's in criminology. But the career goal is FBI. So
I know you're going to do it. I have this feeling. You know?
Honestly, that makes me... now I feel, I'm like, oh yeah, easy. Like, I will be in the FBI. It's not a matter of if. Like, if I have math support.
I know. It's going to happen, right?
It will. It really will.
Well, you're going to have the support of everybody here at Hartford Community College, and you have WHFC's support. So.
I love you guys. You guys are seriously the best. Everything you guys do here and the whole team here, you're just so great.
I really want to thank you for coming to WHFC today to talk about the SGA. And all the good that it's doing here at Hartford Community College. And you can be a part of the SGA too. So, and if they want to get in touch with you, Katie, what's a good way to get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. So my email is stuprez@hartford.edu. That's S-T-U-P-R-E-S @hartford.edu. I religiously check my email, so...
You're fast on that email.
I am fast.
Mean, it's like bam,
and
it's.
Also, the SGA office is under the stairs in the student center. It's a bit of a Harry Potter type, but it's a really nice office actually. But just not many people know it's there, and just stop by if the door's closed. Knock on it, bang it down, come in, say hey.
Well, you're super personable and super easy to talk to. We have loved having you here on the Owl's Nest. We're going to have you back on soon to talk about everything that's going on at the SGA, Katie.
Thank you so much. And I would gladly be back. Just email me. I'll respond super quick. Don't worry.
All right. It's in the books. It's going to happen. I want to thank my guest, Katie Snodgrass, president of the Student Government Association, for coming on to WHFC Presents The Owl's Nest. Katie, thanks again so much for coming, and we're going to have you back soon.
Yes, 100%.
Please like and subscribe to all three of Hartford Community College's official podcasts, WHFC Presents, HCC 360, and Feedback to get all the latest content when it drops. I'm Matt Terry, and we'll see you next time.